here and say I'm one of those people off your little funnel curve. And
sorry?
I'm probably a consistent offender of the worst variety.
Okay, we'll probably have to put you in jail or something.
Okay. Well, that's good because...
retraining. We need to send Mr. Kisson for retraining because he accepts himself that he's
that
a serial offender.
But I'm very satisfied that my cosmetic outcome as a result of what I do is good. And I challenge other people who are inside the funnel to come out and tell me that their cosmetic outcomes are as good as mine, even if I do two small... or three small nibbles, my total weight of removal may well be well below one big shark bite.
What's your local recurrence rate?
It's well within the range, so it's under 5%.
This is an ongoing issue. I think we would all accept that you do. But I mean, you have to if you tell the patient that you're going to possibly have a people up at this level here. The proportion of, if you're going to be bringing everybody back for a second operation, or 50% of the time saying, I'll only be able to get you sorted at one operation 50% of the time, but I'll send you to my colleague down the road, who actually 95% of the time gets it sorted at one operation. The patient may actually make an informed decision that's at odds with what you think acceptable. So I think there is... definite issue around that, and in terms of you saying the Holy Grail is perfect cosmesis compared to one, two, or three steps, and other people may say, hold on a minute here, let's do a little more and have slightly less of a. So I'm not suggesting that you're wrong. I'm just saying that I think that in the context of your discussion with the patient, that sort of situation would need to be discussed with them, because ultimately they may decide if they're 65 or whatever, I just want to have the one operation, thanks, and if you take a little bit extra, it's fine. So I think there's a balance there. If you know that you're a serial offender, then it's worthy of discussion at the interface with the patient.
The only thing I want to come back at you say is, look, our standards are set in time and cement. We must dissolve
well,
that cement
that, but
and change.
One of the things that I'm really shocked about, looking as an interested observer at all this, is the fact that in a lot of places, the average patient is waiting 60 days for an operation. Right? It seems to me, from preoperative to... I said, this is ridiculous. As a country, that you're telling women they have breast cancer, but you can't do anything for them for a few months. Right? Now, you may... it's easy for me to come in from outside and complain about that. But then you turn around and you say to them, well, and in 50% of the cases, you'll need another operation, if that's what you're telling me, which I take it is. So in the context of the individual saying, how am I going to get looked after here, and is this right or wrong, there are some things about it that could be improved.
Yes, but I accept everything that you've just said, but I will turn it around at you and say, we're dealing with an incredibly chronic, longitudinal disease. Let's get this in context. We're not dealing with pancreatic cancer. We're dealing with something that has a 5, 10, 15, 20-year implication.
And you're curing everybody by screen detecting it and so on. But in the context of the throughput and the way things are done, what I'm saying to you is that as a country doing this, right, you'd be far better off if the people you were detecting this week, you were looking after the week after next, as opposed to saying, we have you on this waiting list now, and we look after you in 8 or 10 weeks' time. And the same way, so the process, as is at the minute, is, to my assessment of it, kind of slightly clogged up, because it's still a big deal for the individual who gets the breast cancer. They're going to say, when is it that I'm going to be looked after? And you say, oh, sure, look, we do it. And you may have to come back for another biopsy. We can't do the biopsies. So as a resource and the way it's being delivered, I'm sure there are huge competing issues and all that. But my external assessment of it at the moment is that it's far from perfect.
But it's pretty damn good.
I think.
No, the outcomes are brilliant. Don't get me wrong, in terms of if you're going to take oncological outcome from a disease process, that's absolutely brilliant.